Cheer. Everything is Gucci?
I believe so, my brother. Camera one, camera two, camera three. I see the red light, so I mean,
action.
Either recording or the cameras is blood. I'm saying? But, I'm saying, another day, another dollar. I feel so grateful, I'm saying, to be above the earth and not beneath it. My brother Binks, how you feeling?
I feel like I ain't been here mad long.
Well, that's... Technically, we never been in this spot.
Yeah. I mean, like, I haven't been on the pod in my life.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. Nah, that's a fact. We didn't record in
like, it's crazy.
I was going to say the same shit. Well, okay, nah, we didn't record in like
nigga, we never been here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Binks probably does a second pod we don't know about.
Yeah.
But anyway, my brother Danny, how you feeling?
Feeling good, man. Binks does do another pod. It's called The Kinky Binky Show.
Yeah, I believe it. Where he saves Kinky all his Binky real kinks for, you know what I'm saying? Because he can't. conflict of interest.
So, Kinky Binky is hard.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But he don't want to step into his destiny. That's the problem.
So all the shit you deny on this show,
he doesn't on the other show.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Bati.
Never.
What? Was it you watching The Last Airbender?
Yeah.
Okay, I try to watch that shit. And no mind for Ben. Right.
Yeah, that sounds like it sounds like a porno.
Nah, I just realized as I was saying it. But
what is that?
I don't know, some avatar type shit. But I was trying to get into it, but I'm gonna give it some time to build. It's all right?
Yeah, you never seen the cartoon with the little kid with the arrow on his forehead?
Oh,
the Airbender?
What's his name?
Avatar, the Last Airbender.
Yeah.
They made a Netflix version. That shit fire.
My brother, super duper humble, how you feeling?
I'm all right, bro. Bryce just sat down on the couch. Y'all think he's gonna see you on the playback? And his feet wasn't touching the floor.
That's cap. That's cap. At first, I had to adjust myself. And you only seen that my feet wasn't touching the floor.
Yeah, shit. That's funny.
My brother Price, how you feeling?
I'm Gucci, man. I'm day two of fasting.
Oh, word.
Super just broke it. Pause.
What?
I didn't break nothing.
He broke your fasting?
He gave
absolutely
me some.
Not.
He gave me some fries.
Nah, nigga.
I didn't give you fries.
Wait, did he force you to eat the fries?
No, he didn't.
He requested it.
All right.
No.
Yeah, nigga, you broke your ass.
Nigga. Hold on. Is this nigga? Oh, he said he's here. One second, you guys. Take it away.
I mean, pay some bills.
Yeah.
We should have some commercials in our shit.
Yeah, we fire.
I think so.
Yeah, I can see Los doing the halftime commercial in our shit.
Halftime. What you going to be doing halftime?
What?
Did any of y'all see the Bob Marley movie?
Yeah, got that.
No.
Yeah, I seen it.
I feel like they left out a lot of parts of his movie, like his life.
You know him and shit?
Huh? No, I'm saying, like, a lot of shit, they just sped through the whole movie type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like a real, like...
Nigga, it's too much Bob Marley stories, bro. They couldn't fit that nigga.
Well, technically.
Nigga, movies be like 2 hours, 3 hours long now, nigga.
Trying to fit a whole person's life in 3 hours, though.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Nigga's gonna be interested, bro.
Binks, you know Jacquard, so it's very possible for you to know Bob Marley.
Binks know Jacquard,
bro.
Yes?
I was partying with Jacquard and Turks.
This nigga, oh, you wasn't there.
Nah.
You didn't even watch back that episode, did you?
What episode?
I'll be watching the episodes.
Fuck yeah, nigga.
It was early though. That was the first one we had to do without you. And I think Binks had gave us a Jacquard story. Yeah. So
he
stole your story and said it.
No, we was all there. I think me, Super, and Danny.
Yo, that's a fact. Danny wasn't there.
I wasn't there in terms.
No? Yeah, it was me and
Price.
Binks. Oh,
Price
shit.
Wasn't there?
No, it was just us.
No.
And Shakes.
Oh shit.
Big up Shakes, yo. Shakes was lit on Noah's Ark last weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit was rum. You couldn't even move, bro.
Yeah, but you said you feel like Turks is getting over exposed.
I think Turks is very popular now.
Uh-huh.
For me, when I was going to Turks in 2011, it was empty.
Yeah. Got you.
But
you had the whole island to yourself type shit.
Yeah. But I feel like you could still have that. If you want the grand vibes and partying and shit, you could find that. And if you want to just chill in somewhere in Chucktown,
got you.
Could do that too.
About the Bob Marley movie, though. Remember the girl I told y'all about that asked me for $100 the last time we recorded?
She was about to get locked?
No, it was 2 recordings ago. Yes, she was about to get locked, right? Turns out she did 24 hours, right? And they let her out the next day.
Oh, shit.
She got locked up.
Yeah.
She was supposed to do the week.
Yes, 7 days, right? So she's like, Cause she hit me up a week later. So I'm like, oh, what up? You're you just got out? She's like, oh no, she got out the Sunday, right? I guess they got some shit out there where I never heard of this, so I don't even know if it's cap. Y'all tell me if it's true or not. Where they could schedule it. If you have work, you could split up your time.
What?
I never heard of that, bro. I never heard of that, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really, it's only a week.
Cap, bro.
But when I mentioned it to somebody else, they said that down south, they do got some shit called weekend jail.
So you turn yourself in every week?
Yeah, bro. You pretty much claw into the jail time.
Bro, listen to
that's bullshit. That's hilarious. Yeah. That is bullshit.
What you said?
Niggas in Turks go, the inmates in Turks jail go home for lunch.
Word. Yeah. That's fine.
That's real. That's what one of my dogs told me.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's
man.
Crazy. Go home for lunch and then go back in jail.
Go back.
Yeah, that's probably the same shit Cartel got going on. So you go home, eat, record.
Record and shit.
Come back.
Yeah. BST fish.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fuck.
Big up Cartel, man.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, yes. That the same girl, right? Mm-hmm. That happened, right? The next day she got out on the Sunday, I would assume. She got caught at the Bob Marley movie, watching it with another nigga by her nigga. Whole time, I don't even know she has a nigga.
So the nigga the nigga went to watch the movie too?
Or he went looking for her. She did one of those half-truth things where it's like, she'll tell you half the truth early in the day, like, what you doing? Probably go see a movie. Mm-hmm. And then her phone get kind of scarce. Throughout the day, mm-hmm. you feel me? Okay. The nigga went to multiple movie theaters looking for an connected.
He's wilding.
But I guess out there, you know what I'm saying? It's not like as much as you got out here. It's like you either here or here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
How you know the time?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what I was about to say.
Suppose she just lied.
Well, that's why you're supposed to lie all the way, nigga.
Yeah.
Well, you're a strong liar.
Because, you know, with some girls, their defense is going to be, I told you I was going to the movies. And that's supposed to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Imagine a nigga was sitting next to them and he went and they popcorn.
But you ever watch them porns with the popcorn? Suppose he reaching to the nigga popcorn.
Oh, no.
Nigga getting dick corn. Mere dick corn you reach your door.
Nigga be like this.
This nigga, he trying to finesse some shit to scare this bitch and he grabbing dick.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Like, y'all bitch gotta chill out.
Nigga's grabbing mad buttery.
Yo.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, right?
Yeah.
If you in a relationship with a shorty for like 3 years and one day you go on Pornhub and you see her in a video from before y'all, but she never told you she was doing that kind of shit. And then you find it's like a collection of videos with her and one nigga just going crazy on Pornhub. What you gonna do?
It was her ex?
Possibly.
Yeah, one nigga.
It's one nigga.
We'd have to have a conversation.
How would that go?
Word. What is
the What's the conversation
up?
Like?
Why is it still up?
It's the internet.
If it's her account, then it has to be taken down. You know what I'm saying?
Why she still got the account type shit?
Yeah.
She making money, bro.
I thought you was going to say, why is this nigga, why you didn't tell me this nigga meat was bigger?
I am not focused on that. That's not the fuck.
That didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So if it's her account, she has to take it down. Mm. If it's the nigga's account.
What you going
to
do?
I guess I would tell her to ask if you could take it down.
What if he'd be like, no?
That is nothing you can do.
You feel me?
So now they got cease and desist? Yeah.
That's a fact. Cease and desist. You got to bust a move somehow, nigga, because it's like, Or you just, yo, sometimes you got to threaten people, son.
You doing enough for sure.
I don't know. You feel me? Yeah. Yeah, nigga. And these shits be stink sometimes, bro. Nigga. Do you ever use a fucking microphone after somebody in church?
No, never.
Yeah, it should be stink.
You ever seen some people perform and they'll have their mouth on the mic?
On the mic.
I'd be like, what the fuck, crazy.
Nigga? I wouldn't even understand that if that was your own mic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it is what it is.
I wouldn't. Gang.
But what was I saying before we had tech support come in?
We was talking about... You said sometimes you gotta threaten niggas.
Oh yeah, sometimes you gotta, I'm saying, move your muscle around, you feel me? Because at the end of the day, that's your shorty. I'm saying, and that's just like a open can of worms that I just feel like, I'm saying, you don't want that to unravel. I'm saying sometimes you gotta nip it in the butt before it gets bigger. Suppose you become this great person, y'all in a big relationship eventually, and it's like, oh, what I'm saying?
I got a factor to add to that. All the videos have 800,000 views and better.
Yeah,
all right.
Keep that.
Man. Oh, so she already lit. It's nothing you could do, man.
After 3 years,
she doing Princess Emily numbers.
Yeah.
I'm good for that, bro.
She's still doing it, probably.
You can't stop that.
What are you going to do if she getting bread?
If she has...
And she's taking you out.
What if she not getting bread?
Yeah, nah, then you got to stop.
Yeah, that 3 years is over.
Yeah. Because, like, what are you, a philanthropist? I would understand this. I'm saying?
Philanthropist.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to try to woo me at least somehow. But, yeah. Who was talking about being on a diet earlier? Is one of y'all niggas?
That's probably me.
Well, it was on a diet, but, you know, fasting.
Oh, okay, cool.
Turks got me fucked up.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, I'm trying to take right now, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, hopefully, by episode 116, I should be all right.
Word.
Not even 116. That's OD.
Skinny.
Episode 112. Episode 110.
You gonna be skinny like you?
Nah, not skinny, but I'm saying just do a little
thing.
Nah, no. Said he's thick, and we're not accepting that.
Yo, Dwight, right, you could fast and work out.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I got a tremendous.
Does that make you more tired?
No.
No?
Nah, you eat within a certain time frame.
But he said fast.
Yeah, intermediate.
That don't mean you don't eat. You eat within, what you do, 12 to 8?
Well, because I went to Turks, I had to take a whole day off of, like, not eating type shit.
Oh, y'all was eating enough.
It was over consumption.
It was gluttony.
Of fuckery.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It
was every day, bro.
What's the chicken spot name that's out there?
Sweeties.
Oh, Sweeties.
Yeah, if you go to Turks, go to Sweeties.
Chicken I ever tasted in my life.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. We said it. We should have got more chicken. The chicken slap.
Bro.
And it's cheap.
Yeah. All right. What I was gonna say, I was bringing that up because, right? So I'm using like my Rolly.
Oh, shit.
Say that.
Bling, bling. Right? So when you're using that shit on some fitness shit, I forgot the last time I was on some workout shit, you could connect with like friends and shit on it. So when my homegirl had finished working out, I didn't have to use this watch in like a year and change, maybe. Yeah. It said, oh, such and such just finished the workout, right? So it brought a scenario to my head. Like, if you got a shorty, right, and she has like a iWatch workout buddy, is that cheating?
That's crazy because my gal got an Apple Watch. And I didn't know it had that feature, so definitely I'm going to have a talk with her when I
It definitely does. You can have, like, competitions and shit like that. You feel me? So that's like flirting.
Competition with your watch, nigga?
Damn. It's a community, probably.
Yeah, if you want to have community. If you want to have competition with this specific person.
Nah, that's how watch, nigga.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you add these people one by one. It's not like you get thrown in a group. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She know who she having a competition with type shit.
So that's like some type of flirting.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna call her right now. then she gonna text the nigga, I won. You feel me?
That's how it starts, bro.
Flirting by default.
Speaking of Apple devices and shit, some mistake I made a long time ago, right? I was drinking and with somebody who I've had sex with previously, and we have like footage of each other on our phones, respectively.
Okay.
Right. And then I was at my crib and y'all been in my crib before. So on the living room screen, I screen mirrored it. You know what I'm saying? We was watching something else and then I screen mirrored our shit out of nowhere. Right. You know what I'm saying? I forgot what we was watching. And then I just screamed at the shit to be funny, right? So the video pops up cool. You know what I'm saying? Niggas getting hot and bothered, right? So I'm drinking, so I'm not 100% aware of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I back out the shit, right? I didn't back out the screen mirror.
Oh, you're not going to do your videos.
All the videos.
Oh my God.
All the squares of the videos popped up, but it's on a
75 pictures. Oh, you got your shit on an album or like in hidden?
Everything
is in a folder.
Is it different in hidden?
Nah, if you put it in hidden, I'm pretty sure all your shit in hidden is the same kind of shit.
Same way. Right.
So it's the same problem.
You folded.
Yeah, nah, OD.
OD.
That shit popped up. I was like,
Nigga, I was.
That's crazy you did that to Super. Yeah, that's.
I would have cried.
Okay, okay. You ain't show her none of your videos?
No. That was at the time. That was at the time for that.
Like, y'all don't be liking the videos that.
The thing is, you're going to show them what you want to show them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is 64 squares on the screen.
That's crazy. Now.
They looking at the timestamp on the video one time because he's screen mirroring it, right?
So can they see it? Nah, I don't think they could see it in the squares.
Nah, but imagine you didn't even notice. You just head down on your phone and you scrolling to find the next video to put on the screen.
That would be crazy. Yeah, because sometimes you might have your own dick pic in there. I'm saying, it's like, yo, what kind of person are you?
You got dick pics in your phone?
Of myself, yes.
Almost got him.
I don't even have my.
Price
is stupid. I don't have my dick in my phone, bro.
You delete it as soon as you take it?
I don't be taking dick pics.
Right.
But it's your dick.
What do you mean, right?
I don't take dick pics, huh?
You don't take a dick pic and you go send your gal?
Nah, maybe she got to work her watch fucking man for the dick pic, bro.
But you know, like, to be fair, you're supposed to, like, inspect your body and shit like that. You feel me? So it's like, how can you see certain parts of yourself if you don't look at another?
What parts
you
be taking looking pictures at? Of your asshole?
That's Gooch.
Nah, not at all. I've never even seen my asshole before.
You don't know what your ass look like?
Nah.
Me neither, bro.
Nah, I can't.
Yeah, fuck that.
I like to keep my dick pics up to date, so I'll probably do a new one at least once a month.
Once a month
on his dick pic?
That's crazy.
Nigga, daddy said, yeah, my shit grew.
That shit changed.
Nah.
Get the fuck out of here.
That shit changed.
A dick pic a month to keep the devil away?
Nah, I feel like it's not authentic if it's over a month old and I send it.
This dick pic is from 21.
Yeah. I'm 21.
21
years old?
No. Oh, that's I'm like, what the fuck?
Nigga got the vintage shit.
Nah,
he
my
shot
dick got
on,
bigger since then.
On the Nokia.
Yo.
Y'all say y'all dick gonna stop growing until 39, right?
I don't know. I don't really know much about this.
I feel like Price made that up.
Nah, it was like around like 43.
Yo, this is no mine, right?
Yeah.
But the other day I opened my Twitter, you feel me? And I seen my nigga Makana Man on Twitter.
Oh man!
So wait.
Different subject. Let's go somewhere.
No. I'm gonna tell you the story. So it was a regular post. My son Makana is active on Twitter, so he tweeted some shit. Okay, cool. I clicked his page. I'm like, let me see what Makana got going on his page. Right. This nigga is doing the helicopter. His pinned tweet is him doing a helicopter, bro.
I'm about to do that shit too, then.
Y'all niggas is wild.
But here's the worst part.
Makana, I almost blocked you, bro.
What you mean the helicopter?
Hold on. He's Makana.
No.
Here's the worst part.
That's fine.
The worst part is he tried to send it to us.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, that's a fact. Yo, I was like, if I seen this, everybody gotta see this. I'm sorry. I said this shit to the chat.
Makana, I seen you in the video. I just didn't even watch that shit, bro.
But you know why it's fucked up? Because the video caught me off guard. You click the video, the nigga's fully clothed outside, nigga, in front of some shirt.
I just knew you was about to do some fuck shit.
And so the nigga just pulled his sweats down mad quick and started spitting his meat. I'm like, bro, come on, bro. You lucky I like you, my nigga. That's my nigga, though.
I
didn't watch the whole thing.
Meatspin.com.
Yo, you meat spin.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yo, that's crazy.
Wow.
That was crazy.
After 40 minutes, we're going
to
open that one.
Danny, you up, man.
Nah, there was a meat spin. You remember that shit?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that shit was. Nigga,
that shit is funny.
I used to send people meat. You remember on. Was it AIM?
Or you can mask the link.
Mask
you could type something
link.
And put a link on it.
I think it was Facebook.
You could do that. You could do that shit on AIM.
It was one of them shits, but nigga, I would fucking mask the link and put meatspin.com.
Oh, okay. Put a hyperlink?
Yeah. So you say click here, but when you or anything you wanted to say, but when they see it's a link, they click it and they on meatspin.
Okay.
Y'all niggas remember
hilarious.
Yeah. I used to do that shit all the time. Y'all niggas remember dial up, yo?
Yeah,
that shit was a crazy era.
Yeah. I used to try to get on the internet, and my mom would be on the phone, and she'd be like, if you, I'm not, she like, she try to use the phone and I try to go on the internet. She's like, if you don't turn the shit the fuck off, like, that yeah. should be in the back.
What sound that shit?
Yo, that shit was annoying, bro. Yeah. Y'all niggas had Windows XP?
Yeah.
Windows XP?
Yo, I don't know if I had a choice.
I don't know.
Like, I was playing Minecraft, the Minesweeper. On my
Minesweeper,
shit.
That shit with the shit blow up?
Yeah.
You press one wrong square?
I still don't know how to play that game.
That dumb.
Nah, that and the snake shit.
Solitaire?
No, you played what?
Solitaire was hard.
Bullet.
You played that and what?
They can say that and the Makana shit.
But,
I'm sorry, bro.
Fuck all that shit.
Yo, go ahead. What's the most expensive thing y'all ever stole?
Oh, shit.
I don't steal, bro. Like, in life?
You stole from the store. Steal as in just like take something?
Yeah, you took it. It wasn't yours.
A video game.
Punching cow?
It was a water...
You mean physically take it.
I think I took a water heater.
What?
Water heater?
Yeah.
This is not
the,
light, bro.
The big ass water heater?
This is not light.
That's what it
is. Nah.
On his head, too.
Carried that shit on his head.
Nah.
Oh. No, I need you to explain.
All right, so I went to Home Depot with the broken shit that I got. You feel me?
Okay.
That's crazy.
Pull the switch rule.
Yeah.
Okay, got
okay.
you.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, most expensive shit I stole was a Christmas tree.
Yo, y'all niggas is different.
Yeah, nah, nah.
Like there's a lot of commotion going shits? Around that time. Yeah, facts. I was starting
that
Christmas.
Mad expensive.
Last Christmas, they made fun of me. Yeah. Like, my branches was mad.
Thin.
Yeah.
Thin
so you just, you walked in the spot, put it on your shoulder, and walked out?
Yeah,
gangster.
Yo.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Who gonna stop? Who gonna stop me?
You just gotta, you just gotta commit. Then,
you had a team with you or
yeah.
like
no, you had a
team
from Friday.
Nah, you had a yeah. team with you or nah, you did
nah. I just went in there dolly, you know what I'm saying, one man army type shit and just, you know what I'm saying, right. Put it all on the floor that night and
put it on the no, man.
Put it on the floor.
I can't take this nigga serious.
So that's a bullet.
Yeah, that's a bullet, big bullet.
Sweep the floor like that.
Anyway, forget it.
Anyway, right. Dwight was doing the Megnes.
Another question that's possibly no mind, right? How often would you say you're supposed to like manscape?
Whenever you cut your hair, I think. Like maybe like once a month.
Once a month.
Maybe when you about to slay something.
Okay. You try to like fix up.
Yeah, you fix up.
Are you slaying a gal or new things?
A new thing.
Oh. So you be having new things?
No, don't mix me. Don't mix me.
Anyway. Nah, because what I noticed, like, your pubic hair could grow mad long, bro. Wow. I'm saying, like, it was one time I was looking at the bathroom floor a weekend. I didn't have nobody over there. I'm like, yo, who the fuck I had over here this weekend?
Your pubic hair be shedding?
I'm like, me?
If you can hug, you can hear, bro.
When
he asked if you're short, you should be shedding.
I guess. It's hair.
So,
if this is a choice, right? Which one would you prefer to be? A millionaire, but you had to work 5 days a week for 30 years, right? Or receive $75,000 for free annually for doing nothing, but you're not allowed to make any more money.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, give me the 75.
I'll take the 75.
Give me the 75. I'll be content.
And just make the most of it?
Yeah.
Nigga,
what kind of job I got with the millionaire?
A job that requires
you nigga,
to make millions.
Like the, hard work?
It's a job.
The fact that you got to do that shit for 30 years.
5 days.
Nah.
So you, Saturday and Sunday, you ball out.
Your whole time is, no, get the fuck out of here.
Saturday
the
and Sunday. Fuck out
of
here.
So the top of the year, you get 75 bands one time, like January 1st?
And you know, nigga.
So you could keep getting 75 bands. You could save it, obviously.
But you can't make no
you
more
You could
money
save it, but
year.
You can't make no extra bread.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's hard. You get, what's that called again? It roll over.
Yeah, I roll over. I save it.
You want to save it to 75 grand?
Yeah.
You got to leave New York.
And then do what with it?
Because you're not doing shit with that in New York.
I could do other shit, right?
You could live off 75 in New York.
You can't get no business. You can't do nothing. Because you can't make no more money for the year.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
You can't make no more money.
You can't even save it because you have to have only 75,000.
You have to only have 75,000 for the year, bro.
Yeah.
Ain't no rollover.
75
next year,
is calm. 75 is calm.
I'm moving out of New York.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah,
ain't no living in New York.
I'm going to Texas.
Okay.
You'll win.
Where?
How much
going
you
to Texas?
Get an apartment?
For sure. Or a house? What are you talking about?
You get a nice apartment.
Let's hear this nigga.
Hey, man, what's wrong with an apartment?
Nah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I like it.
The first year, you got to put a down payment on a nice crib in Texas.
That's it.
The next year, you just use all that bread to pay your mortgage. Or not all of it, but a good portion.
How are you eating? Oh, you said a nice portion.
Yeah.
Ramen.
I mean, yourself. Ramen.
Is crazy. Ramen? Oh,
y'all seen the video? I seen the video on Instagram. Apparently, there be like insects in the ramen.
Come on, man. Nah, nah, nah. Yeah. I never tried it yet.
Insects?
Yeah, like ramen?
Well, the shit with the egg in it?
Was it maggots or?
It looked like meal? Maggots. But yeah, it was like, you'll see like a light part in the noodle and they'll crack that shit and it'll be like a fucking bug.
Yeah, it's mad bugs be in that shit. But a lot of people, I was reading the comments and they were saying, yo, this is why you got to boil the shit.
Oh. Mm. But what was the nationality of, I'm saying?
What?
Of who?
The ramen? No, no. Whoever you seen, who had it?
Gotta be a
nigga. Oh, no, I was like a scientist.
Oh.
Okay. Because, two nationalities or ethnicities have been competing for the nastiest shit on the gram.
Who's that? India and who?
Indian. Indian and the Philippines. From like Thailand
Indian
and shit.
Indian. Indian Asian?
Is it India and Asia?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Technically, I think it is.
I don't know. But I know Russia is in Asia and people don't think about that shit.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Israel is on Asia.
Okay, but between them two niggas, if India not in Asia, then India and Asia.
Is it in Asia or on Asia?
I don't know.
Is it Indonesia?
You ever fucked a nigga in Indonesia? Yo, that's fucking hilarious.
What do you say?
You ever fucked an Asian?
No. Blasian, it don't count.
I never Blasian fucked count? Like an Asian. She looked more Blasian than Asian or more Asian than Blasian?
She looks half and half.
Word. Mm. Which half did you like more?
The black part.
Yeah. What part was her black?
She that's was the thick, fat ass right? part. Thick. That's the Utica in church part.
That's hilarious. That's a Snyder Wings part.
Snyder Wings.
Yo, if you let's say you are on the outing, right? With your boy and your girl and shit.
Your boy and your girl?
Yeah, you like you got your thing.
Oh, like a
he
double got, date type shit. Yeah, yeah.
So you open a door for your man's and his girl. And on the way out, his girl just grab your wood.
What? She's in front of him or behind him?
He's in front.
He walks out first. Yes. And then she walks out.
She walks out.
Hold on, Biggs. My girl grab your wood.
Hold on. It's not.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo. Do you tell your mans?
Yes. Nigga.
When?
Yeah, you got to tell your mans,
You
bro.
Tell him right away.
I'm sorry.
You're walking out the spot.
You're walking out the spot. Your boy walks out first. Mm-hmm. Then his girl walks out after. You holding the door. She grabs your wood.
I got
Do you tell your boy?
Tell your girl and she going to tell him. She going to make a commotion off rip.
Hold on. You're with your girl too?
Yeah, you with your girl.
It's a double date. It's a double date. Nah, I'm going to tell my mans, but if you got something to tell me, say it now. What the fuck?
Yeah. Who held the door in Turks?
We're not doing this.
Yo. Those mad doors in Turks. We stayed in some shit.
We stayed in mad shit. It's
stupid. Nigga, it was like at least 15 doors a day.
We stayed in some shit in Turks.
I learned some shit the other day. And I wanted to know if y'all knew this shit. Because I feel like we shouldn't, or I should have known this a long time ago. And the nigga that, when I found it out, the people around me knew it already. And I was surprised. Do y'all know what the symbol for a swinger is?
Pineapple.
Yes, a pineapple. I learned that shit in Florida.
I found that shit out.
I didn't know that. I just learned that shit weeks ago.
So upside down pineapples. Or shit like that, it means like swingers.
So niggas will have that shit on their hotel room door or tatted on them or they'll wear clothes.
The shirts.
Wear clothes with upside down pineapples on them.
Yes, they're swingers. I learned that shit in Florida.
I have a whole top and bottom set with pineapples all over it.
Lord.
It's pink with pineapples everywhere.
That's the universe, man. Like, got it.
We probably seen a bunch of them shits in Exotica.
I went to Costa Rica 2 years ago and I went with like my family and shit. It was probably like 30 of us, right?
Yeah.
At the pool, right? We had like challenges and shit to do. I had on orange pineapple fucking shorts, right? And one of the challenges was like, take a shot off a bitch, like off a chest type shit. And the white bitch I went up to, she was like, yeah, sure, right? And her husband is in the back like, yo, she does whatever she wants. Big black dude, right? And in my head, I'm like,
Bullet.
I don't.
You went with your things?
Yeah, I was with my shorty at the times. And in my head, I'm like, he's like, yeah, man, just do your thing, right?
Bitch for bitch.
Bitch for bitch.
I didn't put it together until probably the other day when I found out that pineapple shit, and I'm looking through the pictures, and I'm like, this is probably why the bitch was so flirty. Yeah,
you was a swinger that day.
I didn't know.
You what about an ace of spades? Y'all know what a black ace of spades is?
Nah.
On a things?
On a girl?
On a girl?
Yeah. If an ace of spades, it's like QOS. It's like she's a fucking hot wife.
What is that?
So the white women would be married and they don't fuck the husband like that. They fucking black niggas.
Oh, what? Shit.
Yeah.
But it's a white husband?
Yeah, sometimes it can be a white husband. It can be. So usually it's like it's not like a black husband.
She has to have a spade with a Q or
S. It's usually just
an ace of spades.
Ace of spades.
Solid black. Makana confirmed.
Yeah, Makana definitely fucked a lot of.
Where you find these spades at?
Twitter.
I'm going to be watching bios for pineapples and spades now. Niggas might have that shit right in their Instagram bio. You don't even notice.
They have tattoos too. But yo, I want to read this shit for y'all. Because somebody DM'd me the other day.
Yeah.
A confession.
Right.
And it was like, yo, read this shit on the pod. All right, so let's go. I'm 30 years old and laying across my girlfriend's lap with a diaper on and two laxatives shoved up my ass. My asshole is starting to pucker and the cramps are getting really bad. She likes me holding it in, but I love getting it. I love letting it go next 5, maybe 10 minutes. This shit is written crazy, but I'm going to let everything relax and explode in my diaper. She like holding my butt outside of my diaper when I go, even though she gags for several minutes after I shit. After massaging my shitty diaper all over my ass for a while, she'll flip me over and clean me up every bit of my huge mess. The best part is her fetish, not mine. Grown men taking huge shitty messes gets her pussy soaked.
Hold on. She cleans him up
like a baby.
Like, okay. I thought she was eating shit. I'm like, that's disgusting.
Either way.
Yeah, that's the shit play is
shitting in a diaper. Wild.
Maybe she wants babies. Maybe she has like a baby fetish.
That's like that, boss baby.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
If OD. You want a nigga to act like a baby and that's what's getting your pussy wet, there's some kind of disconnect
something
there.
Something is wrong
like,
there, bro. Like, something is wrong there.
Type boss? I don't know, a baby but fetish, that shit bro. Is a little...
Yeah, because what do you do actually around babies?
Yeah,
real?
Yeah.
She got a baby fetish. Something's wrong with her.
Imagine you a grown-ass man taking care of your physique and shit, getting money and shit like that, and then a baby comes in the room and your bitch is wet. Yeah.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dwight got a diaper on right now. Stay tuned, Patreon.
if we all get lucky enough, we all go wear diapers.
No, I got a question.
That's crazy.
Would y'all do it?
What? Baby play?
How much am I getting?
That's a thing.
Name your price.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Like people do that. People do that.
Dress up like with diapers and pacifiers, big baby stuff.
Oh, you mean for money?
No, I'm talking about a fetish.
If your gal wanted you to do it.
Nah, but if it was for money, name your price.
$67,000.
Yeah.
That's been his number for a lot of things.
$67,000. That shit might turn.
Until somebody pay that shit, it's going to be that.
Nah, that Zelle hit your account?
that shit different.
You said, wah, bitch and the baby.
What's the lowest you doing it for, Bryce?
Yeah.
I'm going to just tell you my price.
Don't tell me your price.
Yeah. It's a bullet.
You're telling them your price.
I probably might do it for like 100,000.
100K?
That's too much.
It's not realistic. The only person paying that is Diddy.
What you saying?
We stop recording, right?
Price gonna be like,
yeah.
Yo, Binks, what's your price?
I'm not doing that shit.
Price gonna fuck around and make the wrong baby sound.
Lowest I would do it for?
Hold the mic.
Lowest I would do it for? 25? Hell no.
100?
2,500?
Hell no. That's too low. I got to see what Danny price is first because I'm a dollar above that.
That's funny.
Then you lose.
Niggas playing the prices right.
I think 10 bands. I do that shit like once a month.
Once a month?
Always got some type of plan.
Got a trajectory.
Niggas said, I'm going to live in a plush Dumbo apartment.
So technically, it's 100. It's 120 bins.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go to work. Still make my other money. And once a month, I just clear that 10 bands when I go shit on myself. Out too? Oh. Yeah, all that.
You gonna cry?
Yeah. She need me too.
Bitch,
I'm said feed me too.
That's funny.
Random question, my niggas. Have any of you guys ever thought about joining the armed forces?
Yes.
Hell no. Nah.
Why did you consider and why didn't you?
For the Camaro.
What?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yo, he's not lying.
I wanted a whip and I wanted a crib.
Word. You get that shit automatically?
It's just a lot cheaper. The VA loan is,
you get big discounts with OD. The Army and shit.
Because my sister-in-law, she benefiting from it.
But they be giving you the Camaro, though.
Okay.
Camaro is a given.
Come to the Army, get a Camaro.
Have you ever considered it?
Absolutely not, nigga. You crazy?
Yeah, me neither.
My moms used to tell me, y'all niggas ain't going to nobody Army. Fuck that.
Army?
Okay.
Yeah, but I respect them niggas, you feel me? Because somebody got to go.
Yeah, not me.
You feel me?
Yeah, thank you.
Everybody can't say that.
My dog was in the Army. My dog Shamar was in Korea for like mad years.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It used to be like that. Like niggas used to like draft people.
Okay. Yeah, this is a long time ago. If I gotta go to jail right now or go to the Army, I'm going to jail.
You going to jail?
How long you gotta go to jail for?
5 years.
Five years?
That's OD.
That's what Muhammad Ali. He ended up going to jail.
2 years of going to the Army?
Yeah,
if you would refuse the draft, you go to jail?
Yeah.
I'll go to Army if y'all niggas gonna fall too. They gonna kick us out.
All of us together in the Army. Nah, the thing about it is different times to go to the Army. Like, I'm not trying to go like when shit was popping off.
Going off. Going crazy.
Like, I shit is calm.
Cause then tutus, you gonna be the one getting sent to the war.
Right.
You feel me? You gotta find something to sign up for where you're not getting sent. You feel me? Like,
yeah. Why don't you do the Army Reserve?
Mechanic or some shit.
What's the difference?
You go for training and then you come back out regular life.
Okay, so that's not the one where your bitch get fucked.
Yeah, while you're on training. Fucked. Yeah, because you're going for 2 months.
Yeah, your bitch might get fucked.
Niggas bitches be getting fucked and they work from home.
your bitch didn't fuck on you in 2 months though, man. Too much, but like,
that's a
lie. This 8 month deployment, shit like that, it's like, she's only human, man.
Yeah.
I'm saying,
can you forgive her? Huh? If she tells you like, yo, when you was gone, I was fucking with this nigga right here.
Yeah.
They still fucking?
Nah. I'm not forgiving shit. I'd rather it be on some type of shit like, yo, I know I'm going away. I'm saying we just gonna take this space when I come back. I'm saying if we're on the same kind of frequency, we reconnect. You feel me? Because I'm not trying to have my hopes up and you here, and I'm saying getting back shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That way it's not disrespect.
Yeah. I'm saying. Because the thing about cheating that's fucked up is there is some type of dishonesty there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, you probably was calling her phone the same time she was getting fucked. You know what I'm saying? And do you want to know that? you're FaceTiming, actually.
Would you expect just got her off to pick work. Up?
Pardon?
Would you expect her to pick up?
Nah, I don't expect anybody to pick up when I call them.
Especially if they fucking. Y'all got to just have like a good relationship, right? Where she just be like, nah, I'm just getting fucked right now. I'll call you back.
Nah, that is disrespectful.
Yo, you ever watch a porn like that where the gal and be on the phone with their man?
Those shits is fire.
Getting fucked?
Those are fire?
They fire to you, but you wouldn't allow them shits.
Makana, you should do that one.
Yes. Makana did that. Makana did that.
Yeah. Bring up Makana, man, bro. That's my dog.
Yeah, nah.
Yo.
I don't know. That should be turning me on a little bit. I don't know. That shit is fucking scandalous as fuck.
Yeah. You like
that's why you like it.
The nigga be like, where you at? Right? The phone be on speaker. Shorty getting thrashed out.
Yeah.
They be sucking dick too.
Yeah, the sucking dick one is worse.
The sucking dick is crazy.
The sucking dick one be crazy. Because it's like, the bitches, you know when bitches sucking dick and they moaning?
Yeah, they be moaning
in the phone and shit.
Yeah, but you hear the dick in the mouth. I'm not about to do the sound, so chill out.
I wasn't going to actually do that.
Okay.
That's a bullet for you.
What? Nah, never.
What are you saying on the other end of the phone? If she's moaning
and shit. Hey, babe, just got off. What's that? You all right?
Why you I done seen plenty of those videos, like real life shit.
Yeah.
And those conversations don't be the same. Niggas be crying on the phone.
On the phone?
And niggas be screaming, where the fuck you at?
No.
She be like, I'm just chilling.
Nah.
Y'all ever had a shorty answer the phone for her man? Not while fucking, but just like while she's out with you doing scandalous shit?
Oh, nah. I would say while fucking.
Oh, shit.
And so it's like we were fucking and then she answered the phone for somebody. I think it was her mom, her dad or her aunt or some shit like that. So, no, sorry. It wasn't her dad or aunt because I was trying to make her make more noise and shit like that.
Yeah.
But she was able to control that shit very well. I was tight. Like, fuck, you able to control your shit,
why
for
why you so quiet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was it?
The person on the phone was like, you're obviously not getting fucked right now, right? Because I don't hear shit.
Yo, y'all enjoy quiet sex?
No.
Nah, that shit is...
Like, there's a time and place for anything.
I need my gal to moan a little bit, bro, at least.
Because if I had a situation in... where was I? Oh, I was in New York, actually. But I was in the Airbnb for some reason. And me, the gal I was dealing with, and her friend slept on the same bed. And we had to be quiet, so... We didn't wake the friend up. Mm. So in that context, I enjoyed it.
Wait, you fucked your gal on the same bed with the other
girl? Friend? It wasn't my gal, but it was the things I was dealing with.
Oh,
the friend is here, the girl I'm dealing with is here, and I'm on the end.
Side back shots?
Yeah.
Those ways?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? I'm fucking her. The fucking y'all rejoicing.
You gonna see it on the playback. You watch this shit, right?
Yeah. Whatever, man.
Yo, this is a good.
Anyway, shout out to everybody on Patreon, man. I think we just gonna wrap it, man, because we wanna make sure that we finish on time and get out of here on time. I'm saying, we don't know how this new nigga about to act.
Facts.
Words.
Nigga might come early.
Niggas acting funny out here. You feel me?
Yeah, and I'm saying
nobody.
I don't know.
Niggas. Yeah. But thank you guys, I'm saying, for watching us on a weekly basis. I don't know if you've been watching from day one, day 10, day 100. And I'm saying, do we got 100 days? Yes, we do.
Yes, now. We do.
I'm saying, but we definitely appreciate you guys. We want to encourage all of you to start moving over to Patreon because there's way more episodes, way more litness. We're not just talking about it, we're being about it. I'm saying, so join us on the other side. You heard?
That's a fact. Oh,
Dwight,
before.
Outro. I got a question. That was an outro. I have a question too, but you got.
What?
I was going, Dwight. Before we go, you got to show them the diaper you got on, bro.
Get the fuck out of there. Anyway, what's your question, Los? What?
You had the same question.
He was about to ask about the diaper.
Same question. That's crazy.
Did you text it to this nigga?
Yo.
Yeah. Anyway, we out, man.